So, Elvis and Paul, the two of you are led to the central ziggurat. You're taken up the stairs, put inside a government building, and then locked in a cage. Corporal Wimbledon says, "There you are, and there you shall remain until you fetch your lawyer. Now, who is it I'm meant to be fetching?"
Does the city provide us a lawyer?
No, if you're insisting on a lawyer, I assume it's because you already have one on payroll.
Elvis?
Oh, no.
Elvis, do we not actually have a lawyer?
My dad would always just say, "Get a lawyer," and I'd say, "Okay." And I never got one, I guess.
Well, I suppose you'll just have to cooperate with me then.
No, lawyer!
Well, that's fine. I'll just let you think about it. I'll be back to you in about a day or so. Good luck. And Corporal Wimbledon leaves.
Well, Elvis, this is my first time doing a crime, and so far, I don't recommend it.
It's okay. I'm sure it'll turn up.
In the following day, Lowry, you're out in the yard doing squats with the temple members, and then you're approached by Namir. He goes, "Excuse me, Mr. Lizard Man?"
"Who are you, and why are you so fat?"
"I am Namir, the master of this temple, whose generosity you are currently impugning upon?"
"Your chins shake like a nervous dog."
"My chins shake perfectly fine, thank you."
"I was told that you have to hammer throw your soul to heaven. Your soul's got to weigh 6,000 pounds, dude. What are you doing?"
"I follow the noble discipline of the sumo wrestler, and I should have you know the soul is weighed down by sin, not by body weight."
"Oh, well, in that case, why are we lifting weights and not lifting sins?"
"I'm not here to debate religion with you. I'm here to ask if you know where Paul is."
"Which one is Paul?"
"The cat man. The only cat man, the one who's been leaving with you on a fairly regular basis recently?"
"Oh, right, him, yeah."
"I just received word that he's been arrested."
"Really? For what?"
"For attempting to break in and enter and into the house of some mid-level curator member."
"I understand your concern about Paul, but should you maybe be more concerned about diabetes?"
"If I throw you out right now, where will you go?"
"Before this, I lived in a cave and ate rats."
"Well, then under Glute's watchful gaze, I cannot in good conscience throw you out again. But I wish you'd be a little bit more thankful for what we give to you here."
"I thought the entire purpose of your organization was to give us as little as possible."
"Are we not giving you a roof over your head and food to eat?"
"I have been sleeping outside in the courtyard, and although you give me eggs, I'm still trying to catch food most of the time."
"Oh. Well, in that case, I can see why you're disgruntled with me. Well, fine, I'll see to it that you're given a roof over your head and better food to eat, and then we'll talk again." Namir storms off.
"Okay, that stuff he said about the roof over my head, don't do that."
One of the monks goes, "Well, we do have roofs, though, bro, if you want to sleep under one."
"No, I absolutely do not."
"All right, bro. I mean, more power to you, right?"
"Yes, thank you. But don't stop giving me chicken eggs, though. I like those."
"All right, so Lowry, will you do anything with that information?"
"Absolutely not."
"Okay, then back over to Paul and Elvis. You guys are brought food, but it's just like bread and water. You're kind of hungry. You're getting a little crabby."
"Don't talk to the police, you said. Get a lawyer, you said."
"When we get out of here, I could ask my dad why he said it."
"Why would that be so ingrained in you, but you never looked into actually getting a lawyer?"
"People always say to get a living will, and I haven't done that either."
"I mean, because you would have to get that from a lawyer."
"A lawyer sets that up for you?"
"Yes."
"Oh man, it is all starting to come together."
"No, it is falling apart."
"Oh my god, Paul. Did you ever think that a lawyer reads contracts?"
"How about you read the room, Elvis? I am not in the mood for this."
"I'm just saying, if we found a lawyer before, oh my god, so much would be fixed."
"Well, how do we get one now?"
As if on cue, Corporal Wimbledon enters the cell, and he's followed by a woman. Wimbledon says, "I hate to impede on your time of reflection, gentlemen, but this woman here says she's a lawyer in search of clients, and I'm aware that you are clients in search of a lawyer, so I've agreed to let her in." The lady has thick brown hair, appears to be about early 30s, and she's wearing a nice dress. She says, "Thank you, Colonel Wimbledon. Could I have a moment alone with my clients?" Wimbledon leaves. "My name is Cherry Deckard, and I am a lawyer, among many other things. Do I have the pleasure of speaking to Paul and Elvis?"
"Yeah, I'm Paul. This is Elvis."
"You're not a cop, are you?"
"No, of course not."
"Okay, you said you were many things, and I had to make sure."
"Well, I've got good news. This whole didn't talk to the police thing, it's working out for you, because they basically got you on throwing a brick through a window. They are trying to take you down for more, but that's all they have proof of."
"Well, what's the penalty for that?"
"It's a misdemeanor property crime. You'll be free to go soon."
"Oh, okay, well, that's great. Thank you."
"Oh, well, I haven't done anything yet. They can still detain you for a while and see if you crack. If you admit to anything, then you'll be in more trouble than you are now. I could grease the system and get things moving, have you out by probably tonight. But it's going to cost you."
"Of course, I knew it."
"Do you do living wills?"
"I mostly dabble in criminal law, but here, let me get you my card." She hands a little card through the bars. "Not to worry, I'm not going to charge you money. What I want is information."
On what?
Well, it's come to my attention that you were some of the last people to see Rutherford before he was murdered. He's a colleague of mine. I'm a fellow member of the Curator's Order.
Oh, lady, we had nothing to do with that.
Well, I don't know that for sure, but I do believe you. You are, after all, just a couple of low-ranking members of the Adventuring Guild, desperate for hire. And you were hired by Rutherford, is that correct?
I'm not desperate. I mean, he did hire me, but not because I'm desperate.
Why did he hire you?
Oh, well, he wanted someone
Elvis,
to go down
Elvis,
and...
Elvis, he hired us because we could keep a secret.
He tried not to tell us anything.
Well, that's good, and I like a man who can keep a secret. But Rutherford's dead now, and I'm not. So I tell you what, work with me, tell me what I'd like to know, and I'll get you out of here tonight.
No way.
What, is there a problem?
Yeah, the problem is I don't know you, lady. How do I trust you?
You're right. Maybe just stay in here and wait for them to finish their questioning. If you need me, have the guard come get me. My address is there on the card. If I find the information I'm looking for before you get back to me, then I'm afraid the offer will expire. But maybe we could still work together, if you're interested. I'll send you a care package. Ta-ta. She knocks on the door, and Wimbledon lets her out.
Man, are there just a lot of curators or what?
Well, they're an organization. Like, a really secretive organization.
Do you mean secretive like an evil cabal of sorcerers, or like...
Well, no. I mean, they are that. Yeah, some of them are that. For example, the temple owner, Namir, is actually in the Curator Order.
Is he a sorcerer? Is he a witch? Is he the witch that you know? Are you his black cat familiar?
No, I'm not anyone's familiar. And he's not a witch. He doesn't know any magic. He's just high-ranking. He has knowledge I don't know the details.
Oh, right, because it's all secret. So she probably works with him.
No, I've never seen her before. Namir has people that come by the temple every now and then, but she's never been one of them.
You know, Paul, if Namir was a witch, and you were his black cat familiar, and you knew a way to get us out of prison, now would be a very good time to use those powers, and I wouldn't tell anybody.
Elvis, here you were, patting yourself on the back for not being racist anymore, and you will not drop
I mean, don't have the expectation that you have to be a black cat familiar. I'm just saying... You know, it would be really convenient if you were.
You know...
Like, there are cultural reasons, okay? I'm not gonna look down on your people for having access to magical powers that get us out of jail.
Well, I don't. Okay?
Okay. But that girl might, that Cherry Deckard lady, she might be a witch. Maybe if you become her familiar.
I'm not gonna be a familiar. I'm no one's familiar, okay? I'm just a catman.
But she said she could get us out of jail.
Yeah, through legal paperwork, not through black magic.
Still, though,
I don't think we want to work with her.
Is it because you're afraid to be a stereotype?
No, it's because we don't know her motives. We know nothing about her, and I don't want to be on unequal terms when I make a choice.
Well, if we work with her at all, we're gonna always be at unequal terms.
I mean, how do you figure? Maybe we can go by and talk to her after we're out of prison.
Because she's so pretty. Did you see all that hair? I'm not that pretty.
Oh. Well, you're not gonna purposefully screw something up just to make her happy, right? Because she's pretty?
I think I would, actually.
Okay, well, she's not my type.
You kind of prefer it if she had green skin and a wart nose, huh?
I'd prefer her to be a catman.
Oh, I get it, because then she'd have six nipples, and more is more.
I'd prefer it if we quit talking.
Paul?
Yes, Elvis?
If you had to be a witch's familiar, would you prefer it to be a catman or just a regular lady?
Elvis, you know what? If my wife were a witch, I'm starting to see why I might sneak into your room and sit on your face until you were dead.
Time passes. And then Colonel Wimbledon appears again, this time followed by someone new. It's a man, short, he's wearing a bowler hat, and his eyes have been replaced with diamonds. Colonel Wimbledon says, "Good news, criminals. Looks like another lawyer has come by and he's set you free. You can go." And he unlocks your cell door and welcomes you to come out.
That's it?
The little guy tips his hat, and he says, "Good afternoon, fellas. The name is Rox Bennigan, and I represent the Adventuring Guild, of which you two are members, am I correct?"
"Yeah, we're signed up."
"Well then, we're a mutual interest, and I've taken care of all the issues. It was just a misdemeanor thing, but I've threatened to take it to court and to waste all of Colonel Wimbledon's time here. So they're going to drop it, and we're just going to pay for the window that was damaged."
"So, do guild members just get a lawyer like this?"
"Well, in extenuating circumstances, when there's been a grave miscarriage of justice and somebody notices, I tend to show up, yes."
"So you're here to get us off for throwing a rock through a window?"
Colonel Wimbledon says, "Could you please have this discussion outside of my jailhouse? Thank you." Rox Bennigan says, "Right this way, gentlemen. I'll lead you out."
"All right, go with him, man."
"So allow me to explain. I'm on retainer, which means that I've been given a lump sum of money. I access that money when I do hourly work, and in this case, I was asked to do a little bit of work for you guys. Technically, I work for a higher client, specifically the Adventuring Guild. Technically to anyone in the upper echelons who needs me, but mostly I respond to one guy in particular. You get outside, and there waiting for you, grinning that hollow grin, is Chip Dougal. Hi, Guildies.
Oh.
You guys turn, and Rox Bennigan is gone. Sorry, guys. Rox gets a little bit shy when he's not on payroll. But hey, he's always there when you need him. He's reliable that way. You don't find that a lot in people. Hey, funny thing. The police came by and they wanted me to come downtown because they said that I had a conversation with Rutherford that might have turned violent. And that's funny because the last time I saw Rutherford, he was with my two guildies and one other guy, if I recall, a big lizard man. He's not with you, though. Where is he?
Well, you see, Mr. Dougal.
He said we were wrong, and he didn't come with us. And then we got arrested, and I'm thinking that maybe he might have been right.
Yeah, as I understand it, you guys were trying to break into Rutherford's house after he'd been murdered, which is weird, you know? But I'm sure that what really happened was that you saw someone trying to break in. And my good guildies, my guildmates, they stepped in to try to rescue their friend's house, knowing that it's very illegal to do what you were accused of doing.
No, we threw the rock.
Oh, well, maybe you saw someone in the house, and you were still doing the right thing, and you didn't need to be punished.
No, we were doing everything wrong. It was all messed up, and Lowry was very correct. We were turned around.
Okay, great. So that's interesting. Not all of this is adding up, because allow me to explain. I had to come down and answer some questions, so of course I brought my lawyer. Because who wouldn't? If you guys don't have a lawyer, you ought to get one. You can't afford Rox, but you ought to find somebody. Right. It didn't take Rox long to get me out of there, but he bills by the hour, so I figured, hey, why not use the last of his time? Just bring my buddies from jail, too. And then we could hang out, and we could talk about, you know, our mutual experience of being accused of wrongdoing in relation to Rutherford.
Ah, dude, did they put you in jail too? It sucks. They only gave us bread and water.
No, Rox is too good for that. Did you guys tell the police that I killed Rutherford?
No.
No, we didn't talk to anybody. You never talk to the police without a lawyer.
Yeah.
That's what my dad always taught me.
His dad always taught him.
That kind of checks out. Because I think if you were as loose with your lips as you just were with me, it wouldn't be so easy to get you out of jail. But that steams me because that means that somebody else said that I killed Rutherford, and I don't know who would have done that or why.
It wasn't us, sir.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't make sense for it to be you, because even though I saw you guys down there probably where you shouldn't have been, if I wanted to kill Rutherford, you couldn't have stopped me. So if I was gonna be the killer, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So I'm going to go home, and I'm going to think about this. And hey, Guildies, if you can think of anyone who might have killed Rutherford and blamed it on me, let me know. Just come by my house, drop a letter, whatever, okay? We're all friends, right? We're all guild members, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. We're all on the same team. I'll see you guys around. And he kind of merrily jaunts away.
Oh, man.
He seems nice. It's good that we have such a good leader.
Elvis, we are in so much trouble right now.
No, Rox got us off, and our guild leader likes us, and everything's good.
Elvis, he thinks that we ratted him out. He thinks that we know who killed Rutherford.
Well, that wouldn't make any sense. If he thought we killed Rutherford, why would he get us out of jail?
Because
I got you there. And also, he didn't kill Rutherford, because if he wanted to do that, he would have done that down in the dungeon.
Maybe he wanted it to be public so everybody would know.
Nah, word would get out. My dad used to say that people would sometimes kill each other in the dungeon when they got in an argument. It's kind of illegal, unless you believe in the old laws, in which case you could kill someone over an honor thing. But we never dishonored Chip, so it's cool.
Elvis, maybe we should get that lawyer. Maybe we ought to talk to that cherry lady.
Yeah, I like her. She's pretty.
Okay, but first, let's go home. I bet they're missing me at the temple.
Indeed. You get back to the temple, and after it gets up to Namira that you came back, he finds you in the courtyard. He goes, Paul, there you are. I heard that you were arrested for something involving Rutherford.
Master Namir. So, Rutherford. Everybody seems to know Rutherford.
Of course I know Rutherford. He works under Fred.
Mr. O'Neill?
Yes, Fred O'Neill. He works under Fred O'Neill. We had barbecue with him?
I kind of remember Mr. O'Neill.
Why were you throwing rocks through somebody's window?
Well, sir, we saw a criminal was trying to break in, and the criminal threw the rock, and so we were trying to trap the criminal, and that would be when the police showed up. And it looked like we threw the rock, but we didn't throw the rock.
Paul, do you expect me to believe all that? And furthermore, do you expect me, the next time I see Fred, to tell him that, oh yeah, one of your guys has been killed, and one of my boys here at the temple just so happened to be trying to stop a criminal who was breaking in to Rutherford's house?
It's what happens, sir. Mr. O'Neill doesn't have to believe it.
My God, Paul. I thought I raised you better. Look, you're going to lie to me in my face?
It is what happened, I swear.
Why would you even be down there? That's clear on the other side of town. What possible cause?
Well, because, sir, my new friends are interested in joining the Adventuring Guild, and they said that Rutherford might have had a job, but then he was indisposed, and then that's when we saw the criminal, and I tried to stop him.
That's what you're going to tell me? That you were going to go to him for a job? Have you signed on with the Adventuring Guild?
No, sir. I was just thinking about it.
Paul, you've only just begun your training with Milton.
I know, sir. I know.
You're just at the first level of your training. You have not even begun to learn anything.
Well, I haven't officially signed up, sir. I was just thinking about it. I am just beginning to think about it.
Paul, I'm going to have to think about this for a while, okay? I'm a little angry right now. I need some time to cool down. But this isn't over, and we're going to talk about it later.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Namir leaves you to go back to his office, and the crowd that was standing around watching this altercation disperses.
Oh my God, this is the worst week.
Hey, Paul. Do you know, do sumo wrestlers suffer from obesity-related health problems, or am I giving Namir a hard time for no reason?